Hi, it's Phil Hendry. It's episode 209 of our podcast. This is our free podcast of the week. So we invite all of you that are accessing this podcast for free to check us out at philhendryshow.com. That's philhendryshow.com. And it's there that you get a backstage pass. You can check out every single podcast we do every day. You can listen to close to 5,000 hours of audio, full shows, not just audio clips, full shows. You can watch our webisodes. You can watch our video cast archives. We've got tons of things there. Our old KFI show that we did on Saturday nights in Los Angeles. We've got the video cast of that. It's all there at philhendryshow.com. Speaking of promos, our podcast today features an old promo. I'm going to pick it up here where I'm doing a promo for the website way back in 2002. And at that time, we had a 360-degree webcam in studio for occasional webcasts. And, you know, we don't have that technology anymore. Not that it's not available, but it's like boring. Nobody cares. And the quality was not that good. But you'll hear the promo as we extol the 360 camera. This is a classic podcast because it takes us to the days of Bobby and Steve Dooley's liquid butter adventures. Right after 9/11, what could be worse than 9/11? Well, in Bobby's mind, it was waving a bottle of liquid butter in front of her husband and having him rather watch a Britney Spears video. So we've got kiddie porn in the mind of Bobby. We've got the liquid butter. We've got tape recordings of Bobby and Steve having sex in the 70s. I don't know how that happened, but here it all is, folks. A real classic, our free podcast on this Monday, episode 209 of the Phil Hendry Podcast. By the way, today is our webcast day, and our webcast is being provided by Be Here, Be Here Productions. Visit their website, BeHere.com. If you haven't been checking out our website, it's really amazing, and I've only had an opportunity to see our webcast sporadically because we have been working this afternoon. I would recommend using RealPlayer. I know you have an option between Windows or RealPlayer. I would use RealPlayer because you get a much more fluid video stream. The 360 degrees, everybody's just raving about it. It's unbelievable. Bobby Dooley is with us from the Western States Homeowners Association. A support group has been started by a number of women out there. We wanted to get some of the information from you, Bobby, and I know this has been kind of a rough Christmas for you.
It has, Phil. First of all, I want to say Merry Christmas to you and your listeners.
Thank you.
But I don't think that after 9/11, I don't think anything could have been worse than that. And
well, I know that there are a number of women at Western Estates and some other communities.
Yes. Phil, we have decided to put together a support group of women whose husbands and others are accessing what we consider to be the latest in pornography. And what makes Britney Spears, I think, dangerous, Phil, is that it is almost child pornography.
All right. Now, Britney Spears is not a child.
No, but she is a virgin. And I saw my husband in a lounge with several other men watching a Britney Spears video, and it struck me that this was child pornography. Now, I want to tell you, I got very, very upset last week because this is the holiday season.
Now, can I just interrupt?
Yes.
Watching a Britney Spears video to you is akin to child pornography for adult men?
Yes, because of the fact that she is a virgin. She has stated that she's a virgin. So this is, to my mind, the same thing.
What happened last week?
Last week, my husband Steve, and he's here, and we are trying to get over this together, darling.
Yeah.
Last week, Steve and I celebrated an anniversary. Every year, this time of year at Christmas, we do something. We explore our sexuality in a way that is fun for us. This is very painful for me, Phil.
Take it as slowly as you can.
What I do is I go to the store, I get a jar of Land O'Lakes. It's a 16-ounce bottle of liquid butter. And my husband and I, Steve and I, for the last 15 years of our marriage, have enjoyed what we call a backstage pass.
This is a sex act?
Yes. I'm not proud. I can tell you that it's something that we do together.
What has this got to do with him watching? So, in other words, you get a bottle of liquid butter, and this is what?
This is a lubricant.
A lubricant?
Yes. I'm trying to catch my breath.
All right. Go ahead.
I took Steve down to Monty's because they were having their company Christmas party. I told him I would drive. I went down, I walked into the lounge, and there he was with 10 other men watching this Britney Spears video. And I felt like such a fool because I had walked in with the bottle of liquid butter, holding it up and saying, here's the butter, is the corn ready? And I felt like such a fool.
You were waving the liquid butter as if to say to your husband,
I'm ready.
You're ready for fun. And there he was watching Britney Spears.
Yes. I turned around. I don't remember. I almost fainted.
The idea that your husband was watching a Britney Spears video was so shocking that you almost fainted?
That and the embarrassment of thinking, silly me, that he loved me so much. He was looking forward to the one night a week that we apply liquid butter and we lose ourselves in a sexual way. And I went home. I got so angry. I remember I backed our Lexus over our neighbor's Christmas decorations, which I know I'm going to be paying for. But Phil, all of this is to say that we've started a support group for a lot of women because we recognize that as long as Britney Spears is performing, we don't have a chance as wives and as girlfriends. She is the epitome of every man's sex dream. And there I was with the liquid butter thinking that I was special to him.
Well, you are special to me. And
let me say it, Steve.
Yeah, it would be better, Mr. Dooley, if I just talked to her. You feel that these men watching Britney Spears...
She's a virgin, Phil. And for these men to watch her, it's as if they're engaging in some kind of child porn. What I'm doing is I'm giving these men a chance. I called the homes of some of the men I saw there. I spoke when I could with their wives. I told them that their husbands were watching child porn. Can't you tell the pain that I feel when I hear their reactions? They're shocked. They're distraught. They ask, who's calling? I don't have the heart to tell them. I hang up.
Okay, Bobby, hold on for a minute. Hold on for a minute, okay? You've said a lot here. You've said that you called the wives of these men because you saw them watching child porn, this Britney Spears video, and then you hung up without identifying yourself?
Phil, I didn't want to put them...
Without identifying yourself?
I didn't want to put them through any pain.
On top of that, you went into this bar waving the liquid butter saying, honey, I'm ready, and he's watching Britney Spears, so you're ashamed of him for watching that, and you feel that you don't have a chance?
No, we really don't, Phil. We don't have a chance as women. As long as there is a Britney Spears out there whose breasts obviously are younger, her body is younger. I mean, I feel so stupid.
And well, what does your support group do?
What our support group basically does is this. We let women know that the good news is the likelihood of your husband having sex with Britney Spears is slim to none. She's surrounded by security. She has the boyfriend. And it's obvious that it's likely that our husbands aren't good looking enough. That's the good news. The bad news is that we have lost, through this Louisiana slut factor, we have lost, I think, the sexual interest of our husbands as long as this woman is on TV.
And don't you think that you're making an enormous issue out of nothing?
I walked into that bar with a bottle of liquid butter, which is symbolic of something that is very intimate for my husband and I, and he didn't give me the time of day.
Because of watching Britney Spears, you're pretty sure?
What else could it be?
I don't know. I guess he was enamored of her at that moment, but it doesn't mean forever. Hold the line here for a minute. Bobby Dooley from the Western States Homeowners Association is on the line. That's the wrong music. 1-800-449-8686. That isn't the mute?
No, it's not.
All right. 1-800-449-8686. There is a support group of women being organized by Ms. Dooley, women whose husbands are now exposed to the videos of Britney Spears. Her body is younger, she is younger, she's sexier, and women have got to face the fact that as long as she's around, their husbands are going to be more sexually turned on by her than they are by their wives. This idea of walking into the bar with a bottle of liquid butter.
Phil, I am not proud. Let me tell you something. That is something that is painful for me. That sex act that I allow my husband to have once a year hurts. But I do it because I love him and because, yes, I'm interested. I'm curious. But it is absolutely embarrassing to walk into a bar, hold up the liquid butter and say, I'm ready, and he can't even be bothered because Britney Spears is on television.
And a support group is going to help.
A support group is going to help all women recognize the reality that this young, sexy little slut is more interesting than we are.
Well, I would say speak for yourself.
Phil, I'm a woman. I know.
All right. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Talking to Bobby Dooley. Britney Spears, she's out there. And there are a lot of men, I guess, who, according to her, think that she's a lot sexier than their own wives. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
And now more on the Phil Henry Show.
But I really think she's afraid this could be the start of a lot of different things.
Well, why? Because your husband is looking at Britney Spears. Britney Spears is 20 years of age.
She's Phil. The woman is a virgin. As a result, she is as if she's a child. And because of that, my husband being attracted to her on any level leads to some form of pedophilia. And I think every man recognizes this, and I think every woman does. What we are trying to say is that it's something we've got to put up with. And the best way to put up with it is to simply say, your husband will not have sex with Britney Spears. That's the good news. The bad news is he may try it with someone else her age or another virgin. That's why we formed our support group.
All right. Men out there who are attracted to Britney Spears may be involved in pedophilia because she's a virgin?
Yes, absolutely. And that's why we formed the support group, to get women to sit down and to look at the good side, which is your husband probably isn't sexy enough or young enough. There is a very, very small possibility that he will sexually have anything to do with Britney Spears.
All right, and this all on top of the fact that you got liquid butter for...
For a very private thing, yes, a private sexual moment between my husband and I.
All right, 1-800-449-8686 is the number here. Matt, you're on the Phil Henry Show.
Yeah, first off, if it's, you know, you brought mm-hmm. the butter into the bar, mm-hmm. if it's an intimate thing and private thing, why did you bring it for public sight?
I didn't hear your question.
Britney Spears has nothing to do with, you know, how men look at their wives. If your man's looking at Britney Spears and you think he's going to cheat on you, well, then you don't have trust in your man. Yes, Britney Spears looks good. Yes, she's cute, and if she's a virgin, has nothing to do with anything.
No, it does. She's a virgin, which means
Let me finish what I'm saying. Okay, I've been married now for 4 years.
Yes, she looks good.
I think she's beautiful.
Do you think she's sexy?
But my wife, it has more than just beauty to her. I got love for my wife, trust for my wife, and more than any gorgeous woman that even if she was better looking than my wife could ever offer.
Are you attracted to Britney Spears?
She is pretty, yes, but not like my wife is.
I'm afraid that because of your attraction to Britney Spears, you are on your way to becoming a kiddie porn enthusiast. And that
why would this guy become a kiddie porn enthusiast?
She's a virgin.
Okay, and
she has never been deflowered or despoiled by a man.
So what?
Okay, my sister's a virgin also, and she's 38.
Oh, my
she's
God.
She's nowhere near a child. So if a man looks at her and says, who?
I really
cute.
Think, I really
she's
think.
A, you know, she's, you know, it's you know,
I really think you're embarrassing your sister by bringing that out. If I were a woman, I would never admit to that.
Never admit to what?
Being 38 and being a virgin. I would never let anyone.
Why not?
It's embarrassing.
Why is it embarrassing? It's her religion.
It's embarrassing because by the time you're 38, you should have experienced a variety of men.
Okay, first off, my sister's a nun. Second off, her choice is not to have sexual relations
make
with a man.
It doesn't
to
make
have
any difference.
Intimacy with God.
It doesn't make any difference if she's a nun.
Yes, that is
why
her vow.
Nuns don't have sex with men.
Well, I don't know where that's written down because I know that nuns have sex with men. I've known for years. Do you remember, sister?
Never mind who she is or what she is, okay? Nuns don't have sex with men.
So you never read the book Lesbian Nun? You never read that book? It's a great read.
Yeah, okay. All right, Matt, thanks for your call. 1-800-449-8686. We're talking here with Bobby Dooley, and we're talking about I don't know what we're talking about. Britney Spears and...
So we're talking about Britney Spears and the fact that she is a young, nubile, fresh, young virgin. Any man attracted to her is liable to be involved in some kind of sexual perversion involving children. And any man that's
attracted to her is liable to be involved in a sexual perversion involving children, and therefore you've got a support group to let women know they haven't got a shot.
No, not as long as Britney Spears is out there. Women do not have an opportunity, I think, to really keep their men at home. Now,
all right, now, you going into a bar and waving the liquid butter around, what's that got to do with anything?
The fact that I was...
the fact that you walked into the bar and said, hey, here's the butter, is the corn ready, what's that got to do with anything?
I was letting my husband know that I was ready for a sexual experience that, quite frankly, is painful to me. And yet I was ready to do my womanly duty, and there he is watching Britney Spears. Now, Phil, I didn't want to do this, but my husband in the past has enjoyed videoing these encounters. We recorded some of the audio so that you could get some idea of what a woman goes through when she is involved in this act.
I don't need to hear this.
Well, I don't care. Just imagine what a corn cob would fit.
I don't need to hear this, okay?
I don't care. I was in pain.
My wife wanted to play it.
Go ahead. You've got audio?
Yes. This is from 1996, Christmas.
Ow!
Now, that's all there is. And it,
what is that? That's you and your husband having sex?
Yes.
It is probably painful.
Donna, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
I just wanted to ask something.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It seems like you have a relatively healthy sexual view if you feel like a woman should have many sexual partners by the time she's 30. I mean, you don't seem terribly uptight.
No, I meant 38.
Okay, 38.
The young man said that his sister was a virgin at 38, and I thought that very, very strange.
Right. Well, it is her religion.
She's a nun,
belief.
Yeah.
Nuns do engage in sex.
My mother was a nun and didn't take her final vows.
Your mother was a nun. I rest my case. Your mother was a nun.
No, well, she left the convent. And why isn't important, but it definitely wasn't for sexual reasons.
She's not a nun anymore. She's her mother.
That's right.
Her mother is not a nun anymore.
Right. She had physical deformities, and they wouldn't allow her to take her final vow.
She had deformities. I'm sorry?
Yes, ma'am.
Not deformities. What did you say your mother had, Donna? It sounded like deformities.
Physical deformities people could see.
Oh, your mother did.
Right, and back then they didn't want her in the convent to take her final vows because of that. She left the convent.
So you're deformed?
No, ma'am, I'm not.
You're not deformed?
No, ma'am.
No, her mother was. That's why she became a nun.
And had sex.
Not when she was a nun, she didn't.
No, ma'am.
I really think it's sad that the two of you view child pornography as something that is really funny. I don't.
I don't view child pornography as something that's funny.
And
I would like to point out
every Christmas I'm at risk.
that Britney Spears videos are on television. Mm-hmm. Do you agree with that?
Yes, I do.
Do
absolutely.
You think that any man who happens to be sitting in a living room with their children and a video of Britney Spears comes on television, mm-hmm. do you believe mm-hmm. that they're encouraging child pornography?
Yes, I do.
By watching a music video?
Yes, I do.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
Okay.
I mean,
why?
I do believe.
You've seen her on TV, haven't you, Donna?
I have seen her on television.
Okay, and she does that whole, ooh, I did it again, almost as if she did a potty in her diaper. That's
yes,
that's
ma'am.
Exactly
but you
what
know
that
what?
Song is.
That sells albums.
Doesn't that
I
sound like
it?
Wait a minute.
The song "Oops, I Did It Again" is a song about falling in love.
Oh, I'm sure that's what we say when we fall in love. Oops, I did it again. It sounds like she made a dirty in her undies.
Okay.
Doesn't it?
I just feel like maybe you
all
should talk to your husband.
All the men who watch Britney Spears want to lick those. They want to lick the pants right off of her sweet rump.
I think that you're the one with the obsession with Britney.
Absolutely,
Spears.
Yeah. And you know what? You know, the whole thing.
Oh, I have the obsession. Why is it my husband and
yes,
I
ma'am.
Have not
I believe
engaged
that you do.
In the backstage pass?
I feel like you're taking this way too far. Watching a Britney Spears video is not child pornography.
You and your
calling
husband
calling your husband's
done...
friend's
no,
wife
listen
and
to
telling them
recording, Mr. Henry.
That it's child pornography
Ow.
And hanging up, that is a
That's
terrible, terrible thing.
Okay, listen, Donna, I thank you for your call. We're going to take a break and get to more of your phone calls as we talk about Britney Spears, her videos, and is it actual kiddie porn? 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry, 1-800-449-8686.
Britney Spears music, is it kiddie porn? She's a virgin. And Bobby Dooley of the Western Estates Homeowners Association is on the line with us, and the Western Estates Parent Teachers Organization feels that it is kiddie porn because she is a virgin, and it encourages married men, adult men, to involve themselves with interest in child pornography. Bobby, we're going to analyze a Britney Spears song here in a moment. You also mentioned that this has seriously impeded sex between you and your husband with regard to some annual ritual that we don't have to get into, all right?
Other than the fact that it is very intimate, very embarrassing, very painful, I give everything to my husband, and he's watching a Britney Spears video. You know, I got to tell you something, Phil. When a woman has those boots on, and she's on her hands and knees, and this is very embarrassing for me to talk about.
Then don't talk about it.
I have to. You're wearing patent leather boots, and you're on your hands and knees. And then a Britney Spears video comes on the television that your husband has mounted in the rumpus room on the wall near the ceiling. And he looks up. Let me tell you something. That ruins everything.
All right, I wouldn't know.
Well, then, and you've never seen Britney Spears.
I've seen her, but I wouldn't know what you're talking about. Let me go over to Ellie on the Phil Henry Show. Ellie?
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
Bobby, I got a question
mm-hmm.
for you.
Mm-hmm.
Britney Spears is 20 years old.
Mm-hmm.
That's not child pornography. The law states that when you turn 18,
you have legal consent. She is a virgin.
She is a virgin. You know what?
You know something?
I am very happy that she publicly said that she was still a virgin.
Being a virgin.
There's a lot of little girls out there who listen to her
music. Are virgins.
And,
yeah.
And you know what?
Yeah.
A lot of those people,
mm-hmm.
those girls
mm-hmm.
go out there and they
mm-hmm.
say that
Britney Spears,
you know,
as a virgin is identifying herself with other little girls. Phil, would you play the song?
Listen for a second.
I want you to listen to this one lyric because I think it is absolutely disgusting.
Right,
I've listened
hold
to
on,
her music.
Hold on for a minute. Hold on. Hold on. Now, which lyric?
It's coming up. Listen.
I think I did it again.
there. It sounds like, ooh, I just made a dirty in my undies.
No, it doesn't. I think I did it again.
Oh, yeah. What does a little girl say when she does a mess?
An 11-year-old niece, a 10-year-old niece. They listen to Britney Spears all the time. They know the word, and never has that come out of their mouth.
I don't think there's anything wrong with a child enjoying her music. I think there's something desperately wrong with an adult
I think you have a problem with your own sexuality.
No, I have no problem. I'm very free sexually.
Well,
what do you,
you
think
know,
I was talking
you're
about?
Sitting there saying that, you know, this bothers you. Did you
have you
ever watched a porn movie with your husband?
Excuse me, I was just talking about liquid butter.
Well, I know
but
have you ever done it?
I've done it. Every year at Christmas we do it.
Every year at Christmas?
Do you only have sex once a year?
No, every year at Christmas we have backstage sex. Back door. Rear entry. Get it? Good God, how stupid.
Well,
you
really have a problem with your sexuality, I think.
Steve, play the tape from 78.
And I think you should leave a little, if people want to listen to it.
That's my wife, 1978.
Hold on, what?
1978.
That was me in 19... The next thing you know, our husbands are going to beg us to dress up like Britney Spears. Ellie, can I ask you a question? If you think this is all so innocent. Oh, she hung up. All right, Ellie, the next time your husband asks you to dress up like Britney Spears and do a doo-doo on him.
Oh, come on.
Oh, really? Listen.
Dress up like Britney Spears.
That's right, and do a little dirty on him. Listen to how filthy.
Did it again.
Oh, mommy has to clean up, baby.
Well, I wouldn't know.
No, you wouldn't know, would you? And what's really vile about this, Phil...
Do we have to keep...
Yes. Listen to her trying to pitch that out. Oh, my God. Oh, my God, that is vile.
I'm not trying to pinch anything out.
Yes, she is. Listen.
I think I did it again.
Oh, well, let's clean baby up. You did a dirty in your panty. I think that is vile. I think Britney Spears should apologize to every man, woman, and child. And I think if she really, really, really needs to go potty, she should wait until Daddy pulls over to a gas station.
Really think that that's the...
Yes, I do.
Oh, come on, will ya?
No, one more time. It's just... Oh. That's it, Brittany. You show that turd who's boss. Use a seat cover.
I think I did it again.
Well, that's okay, honey. We'll pull over and get some Pampers for you.
All right, I get the point, okay?
And because of that, we won't have a tape recording for the year 2001 of me going, ooh.
1-800-449-8686.
No, I don't have a quarter.